So, who will be sitting round the Comyn table when Alf Cannon takes his place at the head of it? Who will he call on to fill the key roles of Treasury and Health? He may not even know himself, though it's likely he'll have some idea. Moments after his 14-8 victory over Dr. Alex Allenson, I tried to get an indication from the new Chief Minister as to the look of a Cannon cabinet.
Throughout this process of the campaign, I've been very honest with everybody. There has been no horse trading whatsoever. I have spoken to members across the board about their views in terms of what they were looking for from this leadership position, about their views in terms of shaping an island plan, but also the delivery that was so much needed now across the island. There's been a very strong message given to all of us from our constituents over the last 2 months or so during the general election campaign. We've got to take those messages and sort out now how we can deliver much better services for the people of this island.
Can I just ask you about the important role of the Treasury Minister? Have you thoughts on that?
No, I mean, absolutely not. I will be shaping that team now in the coming days. But it's very important that I do shape a collegiate team, a team that shares the common goal, not only of delivering, but also is willing to work together to iron out the problems across government, not go into our silos, but work across government to identify and put together the right policy and then ensure that the delivery is as effective and efficient as it can be.
Will the new pay structure make life harder for you? Persuading people they won't get a bit extra for going into a department?
Look, I'm sure that we've got 24 members who are willing to do the very best for their constituents and will perform that role as to the best of their ability. And I'm sure that many of them will be wanting to take roles in government because they know that is a very effective way of helping shape the best outcomes for everybody.
So, 8 votes for Dr. Allenson.
I am happy that the House of Keys made an emphatic decision today to elect the next Chief Minister for our country. I am happy that we had, I think, a very dignified and open and transparent campaign to get there. And I'm also happy that I hope I have managed to present a progressive social agenda, which I feel should be taken up by the next administration, whoever leads that.
You'd be happy to accept a role in Mr. Cannon's cabinet?
Absolutely. We have all been elected to the House of Keys to represent our constituents, but also to help with the leadership of this country. We are still in a viral pandemic. We have some serious issues to face. Even next week, we're going to be discussing gas prices and the government's response to that to support people in our community and try to tackle fuel poverty. So it is absolutely right for all members to consider taking up a position in the next administration, and I hope to do that.
Would you like to be Health Minister?
You
seem admirably qualified.
I need to sit down and talk with Mr. Cannon to see what his intentions are, what the team he wants to create, and how that is to go forward. But I'm quite happy to use any talents I have in the best to the best for the people of this country.
Dr. Alex Allenson, what part will he play in the next 5 years? So where are we going now? After the election, there are places to be filled in LegCo. Kate Lord-Brennan, Jane Poole Wilson, now both MHKs. Something that is new this term is the Register of Business, available on the Tynwald website. Its aim is to give greater notice of business that will appear in the Tynwald agenda and therefore give members a longer period to study it. When Tynwald meets, two of the key ministers will still be in place, even if Alf Cannon, now Chief Minister, hasn't moved to appoint their successor. Mr. Cannon would still be Treasury Minister. David Ashford, again with the same proviso, would still be Health Minister. Alex Allenson would still be Education Minister. All this, provided Alf Cannon hasn't reappointed in the meantime. We've just heard him say that he was looking to start that process in the next few days. Positions as Home Affairs and Infrastructure and Environment still need filling. We're waiting for the first question paper of the new administration for Tynwald, and there may be things in there that will need someone from the new administration to provide an answer. Well, after questions on the agenda, motions left over from the last meeting start appearing. The first from Julie Edge, looking at setting performance-related targets for the chief executive officers of government departments. There's a Chris Thomas motion, critical of how current funding is set up for the library service, and another on urban brownfield sites and keeping track of them, also from him. Jason Morehouse questions the speed at which Tynwald members' questions get answers from departments and boards, and other topics, the Children's Commissioner, bus services, and, well, it's the big one, isn't it? Gas regulation and its price. All this and more next Tuesday, as in Timbalt, we see the character of the new administration begin to appear.